The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started now. Good to see everyone. I think you all know that Gil is on retreat this week. So I'll be here for the 5 days of this week. And I'll be continuing with our, you know, the theme for a while now has been the Satipatthana Sutta, and so that's about mindfulness. So we'll take a little interlude this week to look at mindfulness as a protection. And in particular, we're going to look at some images from the suttas. The suttas are totally rich with images for mindfulness. There are so many similes, so many metaphors. And I thought we would just look at some of them this week with this theme of mindfulness as protection, protection of ourselves, protection of others. We'll look at different aspects of it throughout the 5 days of the week. There's so much protection that comes from seeing clearly, which is the function of mindfulness. You know, for example, we don't get swept up by strong feelings or by views in our daily life. We probably experience that ourselves. Also, when we have some clarity and clear seeing, we have a choice about how we respond to what's going on in the moment. And, you know, we can see and feel quite clearly the harm that comes from unwholesome states. And so then it's natural to choose the wholesome. It becomes much easier. Ethics become clearer when we have mindfulness. And also we have some wisdom that comes with it. We can allow things to just arise and change and pass. And thus, you know, it's essentially freeing ourselves from them through mindfulness. And then we can also help others by being stable and calm and present. That automatically brings some benefit to others around us, even if they aren't practicing themselves. And, you know, getting to the greater matters of life, mindfulness allows us to meet aging, illness, and death with some presence and clarity, these things that we know are inevitable for us as humans. So that's a wide range of wonderful benefits that come from protections, really, that come from having some presence of mind. So that's what we'll be exploring this week, different aspects of that day to day. So why don't we go ahead and sit? So finding your meditation posture, allowing yourself to settle in, perhaps closing the eyes, if that's okay for you. Maybe taking a long, slow, deep breath and allowing the body to soften and relax on the out-breath. And just feeling into the stability of where you're sitting, your seat against the chair, or the cushion, your legs or your feet against the floor. And just taking a moment at the beginning of the sit to sense the alignment of the body. So you can even rock back and forth a little bit or forward and back just slightly to really find that middle point. Sometimes in front of the computer screen, we tend to lean forward a little bit. So you might particularly pay attention if you need to settle back at all. And then just allow yourself to be supported by what you're sitting on. And gently softening the muscles of the face, the expression on the face. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Down through the neck and the shoulders, letting the shoulders release. Imagining the shoulder blades sliding down the back. And softening down through the chest area, the heart, the lungs, rib cage. The belly. Down to the hip joints. And the arms and legs, letting go of any bracing or tightness. So just inviting some ease in the body. And then turning the attention toward the sensations of breathing. Just however the breath is, coming in, going out. And for many people, breathing is something that feels safe. And so we can consider the breath to be kind of a home base for the mind. And if for some reason that is not the case for you, you can also consider the body posture, just the sitting posture and the feeling of that as the home base. And just having this sense of resting. Sometimes the resting of the body can encourage the mind also to find some degree of rest. And when the mind inevitably gets lost in thought, there's no need to criticize, but we can just bring back awareness of the breath with a sense of returning to safety. sense of now I'm home again. So the mindfulness is mostly staying with the breath or the body, just a simple breath meditation. But we can notice that the mindfulness is protective in the sense that it will notice when the mind is moving off the breath. So the mind is moving out toward getting in trouble. Often. And so it's actually the awareness that is doing the protection. But we just use the breath as the home base to help us have that protection. And as we settle in a bit farther and there's a bit more mindfulness, even just a bit more, we may begin to enjoy this sense of protection. We may begin to feel that the mind has a little bit of strength or resilience to it, and that has a pleasant feeling, and it's fine to enjoy that sense of mindfulness. Even if what we're mindful of is some pain or even a busy mind, we know that as long as the awareness is there, we have some protection, some benefit even. Often when the mind wanders, it's going off into the territory of wanting or ill will or confusion. And even just knowing that, it's already protection, but we may find that bringing mindfulness to wandering thoughts, they naturally just fade. There's something about noticing them that dissipates them. This mindfulness that we cultivate on the cushion carries out into our daily life. Likely we've seen that. And as we see it as a protector, it will continue to serve that function throughout the day. So it can be helpful still to have some kind of an anchor or a home base as we move about the day. I often use the body, so the general feeling of my body wherever I am. That's certain to be in the present moment. So that can be the place to help orient the mind to. And then having that awareness is what is the protection. So when we're there in the present moment and aware of how the body is, we're less likely to get caught up in what someone is saying to us or in extraneous concerns, you know, letting the mind wander off into anxiety or excessive rumination. And then we can enjoy that sense of knowing that we're in the present moment where it is really the only place we can be safe. Even if what's happening is not to our liking, we know it's safer to be there. Than somewhere that isn't so real. And we still have a choice about where to put the mind within the present moment. But you might consider that as you go about the day. How is mindfulness protecting you? Serving you like a good friend. And this will automatically help others. We'll talk more about that as the week goes on, but maybe for today, just staying with the sense of it as protecting yourself. Thank you.